Miss Christina, Kristina, Gallin, 4488. Chief complaint, cough, number 2, congestion, next one is fever, next one is spider bite, next one is rash all over, next one is abdominal cramp, next one is nausea, next one is history of fatty liver, next one is increased weight, next number is issues with thyroid and lymphadenopathy in the past. Our patient is a 36-year-old woman, has 16-year-old that she takes care of at home, lives with her husband. She is married for years. She comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days. First she had the spider bite, then the other problems and issues came next. Medications, none, medical problems, negative, C-section, and the only surgery she's had times one, COVID immunization, yes, last period under social, 6/19/2024, no alcohol use, no ETOH use. She does smoke half a quarter pack a day. She's trying to quit smoking. No drug use, family history, positive family history, stroke, and grandparents and skin cancer in parents, period. Let's see, on exam, 177 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 20, 118, 116 over 70. Heart positive 1, positive versus 2. Lungs free bronchi, TM slightly red, or mucosa with anesthesia, logical non-focal, posterior pharynx is red. As far as skin rash is concerned, there's a very faint rash over the thighs and the abdominal wall area. Rash, patient is concerned that it might be related to the spider bite. Number 2, multifactorial. Number 3, looks like a viral exanthoma at this time. Number 4, we try with dexamethasone 10 milligram. Number 5, she's concerned about the cough, congestion, and the sinus symptoms. Since she's going to Florida, I told her I'm going to give her a prescription for Z-Pak, but hold on to it. Don't take it unless she doesn't get any better in the next 2 days. Next one is follow the dexamethasone with Medrol dose pack. Next one is her blood work is up to date. Next one, she has a primary care physician that she sees on a regular basis. Next one is she is tachycardic, but she feels anxious at this time. Next one is lymphadenopathy, mild in the neck. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is lose weight. Next one is because of tachycardia. We looked at her heart, echocardiogram totally within normal limits. Next one is because of family history of stroke. Extensive family history stroke. We looked at a carotid that were within normal limits. Next time is reevaluate condition in the next 3 days before her trip. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.